The recent visit of the Vice President during the annual General Assembly of the Heads of State in New York, both the Foreign Minister of Sudan and myself as the Foreign Minister of the Republic of South Sudan, we were invited to brief the African Union Peace and Security Council as to the situation in Abyei. Of course, on our side, we brief our commitment for the referendum to go ahead in Abyei. And so the majority of members of the African Union as such endorse the rightness and the legality of conducting a referendum in Abyei. The same thing, we also briefed the UN team, which was chaired by the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, in which most of the countries were invited, including the five members of the Security Council representation, plus the IGAD members. So yes, indeed, by all assessment, we got the supply throughout those organizations that the proposal of the African Union on the referendum should be implemented. What they have not done is that they have not fixed the date for that referendum, which was supposed to be in October.
On the issue of Abyei, it seems that it will take two of you to tango, South Sudan and Khartoum. Are you saying that Khartoum is on board on the issue of Abyei having a referendum?
No, the Khartoum is not on the board, really. That's why in my briefing to the African Union Peace and Security Council in New York, I told the members of the African Union that they need to persuade Sudan to go along with the decision that has been agreed upon by us as a partner, as well as a compromise proposal by the African Union, which is blessed by the UN Security Council 2046. So what has not been done now is for Sudan to agree to that and for a date to be fixed. And this is where we need pressure from all these countries to put on the Sudan to go along.
As you mentioned, the referendum should have been held or should be held this month. Let's say Khartoum agrees. Do you have any commitment in terms of financial support for this referendum?
I think the commitment is not only commitment of the Republic of South Sudan. We will make our own little contribution according to our own ability. But it is a commitment of the international community as a whole, that is the African Union and the United Nations system.
Do you think the people of Abyei, would they like to have this referendum?
Yes, indeed. You remember Abyei in 1905 was a part of South Sudan, and then it was transferred for administrative reasons into the northern part of the Sudan. Now, with the CPA, with the protocol on Abyei, we equally agreed with the present government of Khartoum that the people of Abyei shall have a referendum to choose whether they remain in the north or they would want to come back to where they were taken from in the beginning. So, yes, the referendum issue is a part of the political settlement of the whole final settlement of Abyei. It is the only solution we see now to give the democratic decision to the people of Abyei to choose whether they would want to remain in the north or to go back from where they were taken from during the colonial days.